Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Johnny Harris joining us right now. Johnny, I think I heard you guys doing a segment along these lines the other night. But Rich and I were talking yesterday with this Tyreek Hill situation and all of us kind of hoping that if he's suspended that it drifts into week six of the regular season for obvious reasons. Taking the quarterbacks out of the mix on the Texans' schedule, where would Tyreek Hill rank of guys that if you could pull them off of the schedule for the Texans game, where would he rank among non-quarterbacks?
Yeah, I did that on Monday night. I think he is – I did not rank him because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Right.
It could be 8 weeks. It could be a season. It could be my gut tells me that they'll push for eight, and they might give an eight-game suspension. He'll appeal it down to six, which – six is fine with me from a Texans standpoint because he wouldn't play in that game. But I had number one Julio Jones, I had number two Travis Kelce, and number three was Michael Thomas. I think you very easily could put him at number one. Now, the irony of Tyreek Hill playing or not playing in that game is the fact that if anybody has covered Tyreek Hill at all with the Chiefs, it's Bradley Roby. Roby's the only guy that I've seen cover Tyreek Hill worth a darn. I mean, he had probably his, I don't want to say his worst games, but he did not have a significant impact in games against the Denver Broncos the last year in particular when Roby was charged with the responsibility of covering Tyreek Hill. Now, Tyreek has had some good games against Denver when he's done it in all phases, rushing, receiving, and returning. But when Roby covered him last year, Roby did a pretty decent job. Now, that said, I would much rather play the Chiefs without Tyreek Hill. So I would put him in the top three, probably number one, because to me, I don't know that I've seen a player on the field that scares me more when he has the ball in his hands than Tyreek Hill. He's as fast as anybody I've ever seen with the ball in his hands. He's as fast as anybody I've ever seen without the ball in his hands. And really, the two players that I've seen of that ilk are Tyreek Hill and Will Fuller. They're the only two guys that have that sort of, not only fast, look, they're fast guys, and then there are so explosively quick and fast guys that they scare you to death when they have the ball or they're out wide. And that's what Will Fuller is for the Texans when he's healthy, and that is definitely what Tyreek Hill is for the Chiefs when he is, I shouldn't say healthy, but when he is on the field. So we'll see how this pans out. I hope it's six games so we don't have to see him, but if we do, at least there's somebody that's seen him before, and Bradley Roby going to be on that field hopefully in week six.
Week six, yeah, I was just going to mention, at Kansas City. And John, I have to believe, and it's certainly possible that Tyreek Hill is going to get hit pretty hard by the NFL. It may not be today, but there's a prior history, in specifically with the woman involved in this case, that happened before he came into the NFL, that the NFL was unable to apply the personal conduct policy, but they can use that in this evaluation of his history. And I think it could easily be half a season for Tyreek Hill. I want to ask you about another Texans-related thing, John. And if you don't mind, I hope you don't, I'm going to get just slightly personal here because I did notice a few days ago the sad news that we lost Jim Bernhardt. And I just want to give you the opportunity, for those who maybe didn't know Jim Bernhardt, he worked for O'Brien here for a few years, director of research, passed away this week. And if I'm not mistaken, coached both you and Bill O'Brien at Brown. Just take a second to tell our audience who Jim Bernhardt was, what he was like, and what he's going to be remembered for.
Well, I know in the Harris household, the very first person I ever talked to Jim Bernhardt was my mother. Now, my mom is from the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and moved to Houston, and she did not have a lot of familiarity with New York accent. So when Jim Bernhardt called and asked for me, my mom wasn't quite sure what he had said. She just handed me the phone and kind of gave me the Joey Bosa, like, hands up, like, I don't know what he said here. And so he said, hey, I'm Jim Bernhardt. I'm from Brown University. We just got in from Hofstra, and we're looking for players. And I was like, I'm in, coach. And I got to play for him. He recruited me. He recruited the Houston area. So there are a few guys that may be listening now that Jimmy recruited as well. And I loved playing for him because he was no nonsense. And it wasn't always – he didn't always sugarcoat it. But I loved that part of it because he was going to tell you what he thought. And I always wanted to please him because he recruited me. I wanted him to feel like that paid off. And so he ended up coaching me for 3 years, and he moved over to the offensive side my senior year. And I'll never forget my senior year, Harvard, we were playing Harvard, and Harvard's coach, Joe Restick, was retiring. And so our head coach was going out there to present something to him. And so he had turned to Jimmy and said, "Jimmy, will you talk to the team before the game?" And Jim said, "Sure." And he gave us a speech that I never forgot. I just never forgot. And I remember him saying, "When you go out on the field today, you don't play for us, you don't play for me, you don't play for these coaches. You play for the guys sitting next to you, your teammates, your blood, your family." And, I mean, all of us ready to run through a wall. We went out there and beat Harvard. And we all talked about that years after the fact. And we said, that was what Jimmy was all about. We always thought at that point, we wish Jimmy would have been our head coach. But I was going to coach against him in Florida. When I got my job, we had scheduled to play each other. And then he ended up moving on to UCF and coaching with George O'Leary. And so I didn't get that opportunity. And then we linked back up when we were with the Texans. And the day that he was leaving, he had told me a few times, you know, "Yeah, I've got to go back to Florida. I've got this thing." Yeah, he always kind of played it down. And I was like, "You okay, coach?" "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine." You know, that kind of the old grizzled veterans are. "Yeah, I'm good. I'm good." And eventually just the reoccurrence of some sort of cancer kept coming back. And I just remember walking out with him that day, and I really tried to tell him what he meant to me and to a lot of others. And I got about halfway through what I had to say, and he's like, "Yeah, Johnny, it'll be fine. It'll be good. And he just wouldn't let me do it. He just wouldn't let me tell him how much I loved him and how much we cared for him. And he was such a good person to build. There's so many people that sit there and tell you they would talk to him before a game because he was just so soothing and so calm. And he really was the kind of, you know, calm influence on Bill O'Brien, if you will. I mean, he was the guy that was like, "Hey, Bill, it's good. We got it. You know, we're okay." You know, he was that guy. And I think every staff should have a guy like that. And we were lucky to have Jimmy, you know, with us for 5 years. And I'm going to miss him. He means a lot to me. You know, everything that I have, going to Brown University, you guys play a fight song, I have because of Jim Bernhardt.
John, have you ever ran out of gas, brother?
I probably have at some point. And Clint, I would have done exactly what you did, bro.
Hey, I would have added T.Y. Hilton to your list just because I know Texans fans, if they could yeah, get rid of one guy on that list, they'd probably take that run of quarterbacks and just to get rid of T.Y. Hilton, right?
Well, you know, Clint, I didn't put quarterbacks, and I got to thinking about it. I mean, basically what I did was the ultimate 11. I had T.Y. at number 5, and yeah, I kind of did it at number 5, but, you know, to Texans, probably he's number 1. I mean, he's public enemy number 1. But then I start thinking about the quarterbacks. I mean, how many Super Bowl MVPs or regular season MVPs are the Texans facing this year? It's ridiculous. I mean, between Nick Foles and Drew Brees and Brady and Cam Newton League MVP, Mahomes League MVP, Matt Ryan League MVP, I mean, it's ridiculous. Every other week is a Super Bowl MVP or a Joe Flacco is a Super Bowl MVP. I mean, it's amazing what they're going to face. I left the quarterbacks out of it because that list is just a different one altogether. But you're right, Clint. T.Y. is definitely a guy Texans fans would like to see stay home on that Thursday night game for sure.
Rack's got to pull his bootstraps up this year, baby. He's facing a QB gauntlet, right? I hadn't heard your take on Dak Prescott, just generally speaking relative to the $30 million mark. I mean, whatever that number means. Is he worth the guy? Is he a guy that's worth that? What's your take on his value in Dallas?
You know, Clint, I got asked this question. A buddy of mine in Mississippi asked me that question. You know, he was a Mississippi player at Mississippi State, Matt Wyatt. And Matt asked me that. He said, "Is Dak a $30 million a year quarterback?" And when I first heard that number, I was like, nobody's $30 million a year unless it's Brady or Brees or somebody of that ilk. And then the more I started talking through it, I thought, you know what? We sort of have to move our target for what players are worth, especially quarterbacks. I think, you know, a few years ago, it was funny because it was like, Brock Osweiler, is worth $17 million. And now you look at it and think, boy, you know, below average quarterbacks are going to get somewhere between 20 to 25. My gut tells me that Dak is somewhere between 25 to 30 average per year. That's kind of what, you know, Dak strikes me as. And I think about it like this. After years of watching us with Fitzy and Hoyer and Mallett and, you know, guys I really like, but just guys that weren't going to be, and of course, the guy I just mentioned, Brock, I'll pay anything to make sure I've got my quarterback. And look, I understand that Dak's not perfect, but when you gave him Amari Cooper and you gave him a little bit of a toy to play with, and then you give him that running game with Ezekiel Elliott, all of a sudden Dak Prescott, well, he looks a lot better, huh? So I think, you know, in Houston, when Deshaun got here, he had DeAndre Hopkins, he had Will Fuller, he had some toys to play with. He wasn't walking in solo. Patrick Mahomes went to Kansas City. He was not walking in solo. It's like, there's Tyreek and there's Travis Kelce. Well, that offensive line in front of him is really good. So, you know, you've got to have some weapons to help out. And in week five last year, Dak Prescott didn't have those because the project was and the goal was shut down the run game, which they did, the Texans did, and make Dak beat them. And it wasn't so much make Dak beat them, but it's which receiver out there can do it. Well, now Amari Cooper can do it. I don't know what Jason Witten's got in the tank. I have no idea. But at least with a guy like Amari Cooper, he knows, like Deshaun, like some others that have got that number one guy, when I get in trouble, I'm throwing it to him. I don't care how many guys are over there. And that guy's going to make a play because he's that good. So where does that leave Dak? I think he's probably somewhere between 25 to 30 million per year. And I think Dak's value probably is seen more if he weren't on the field. If he weren't there, I think you would probably see the Cowboys struggle and struggle significantly. But now that he has some weapons to go with him, he's got Cooper, he's got Witten back, he still has Zeke, he'll have a healthy offensive line, hopefully with Travis Frederick in front of him. I think you'll start to see Dak's numbers take off in large part because of the help. And I think he's probably somewhere in that range. But I know some Cowboys fans are like, no way, don't pay him. Look, you want to live life without a quarterback? Feel free. I'm not in that camp anymore, man. I'm happy seeing the guy that I've got here in Houston. And if I'm in Dallas, I'm pretty happy with the guy that's under center there too.
John Harris joining us, Texans analyst, Texans sideline reporter. John, speaking of quarterbacks, Sean and I were talking about this earlier this week. The two top picks in the 2015 draft, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, a lot of speculation about what the future holds for them. Maybe sort of in make or break seasons and the outcomes of these seasons will determine whether they fulfill their potential in Tampa Bay or in Tennessee and whether or not they get the second contract they're looking for. If you were to place your money on one of these guys, Winston or Marcus Mariota, who's the one you'd ride with moving forward?
I would ride and put my money on Bruce Arians. And I say that, and I mean it that way, because I don't ultimately trust Jameis Winston, but I do trust Bruce Arians. When I look at what B.A. has done with all the different quarterbacks he's had throughout his career, from Andrew Luck to Peyton Manning to Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, all the different quarterbacks, yes, very talented guys, but Jameis Winston's talented too. But what he needs is a Bruce Arians to rein him in. This is a good shot. This is one you take. This is one you don't. And to really pull the reins back on Jameis Winston, which should have started in Jameis's second year at Florida State with Jimbo Fisher. But apparently that wasn't happening in that second year. That's when it should have happened, and it didn't. So I think Bruce Arians will get that out of Jameis Winston. I look at Tennessee. I don't see an offensive staff where I go, that offensive staff is going to get that out of Marcus Mariota. And I think that's a shame. One of these guys will end up in New England as Tom Brady's backup and is going to go 11-5 next year when Tom Brady gets hurt, tears up his knee like Matt Castle did a few years ago. Like, one of these guys is going to do it, and then everybody's going to say, see, told you. I just feel like Winston will get more out of this season and beyond because of Bruce Arians, whereas Mariota, I don't think, has that. Winston's got every advantage available to him. Mariota doesn't, other than Derrick Henry. He doesn't have a top-notch number one, although I like Corey Davis. I don't know the offense of Tennessee. It's going to be based on Derrick Henry. Jameis Winston's got Mike Evans. He's got O.J. Howard. He's got Bruce Arians to help. He's got everything but a staunch running game, really. So I would put my money on Bruce Arians getting Jameis Winston where he needs to go.
Johnny, we appreciate it as always. Thank you, my friend.
You got it, boys. Car's gassed up and ready to go.
Thank you, John.
We'll see you, Johnny. There it is, Johnny Harris joining us on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.